Good morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Steven, can I pick up?
Steven? Would you repeat it again, sir, your name?
Adrian?
Okay, Mr. Casillas, so who's going to do him? Oh, the Honorable Ms. Woodhouse will lead your hearing off this morning, sir, so just hold on and she'll be with you very shortly, sir. Thank you, sir.
Now, is Mr. Neal going to be here, or?
He has not said that he would not be, but he's not showing up.
I'll just put him on. Okay, I'm listening. I'm sorry, sir. Well, could you repeat that, please? Okay, well, let us know if you need something repeated, just let us know that, okay? All right, good. Could we just start, I know you've already said your name, but could you please start by stating your name and your ADC number?
Adrian Casillas, 304381.
Okay, thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the three allegations that are listed on your warrant of arrest. Okay, I see that you signed a form. You were notified about this hearing on May 15th, and you signed a form that day. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So, did you hire an attorney today, or will you be representing yourself?
I'm going to represent myself.
Okay, that's fine. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look at the video screen, all the way to your right, at the very end, sitting there by himself, is the Honorable Billy Fiona. In the middle here, right next to me, is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my right here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel, the lead for today's hearing. Also with us in the room, thank you, sir. Also with us in the room is Mr. Westby. Now, you can see Mr. Westby now. He is a community corrections officer with the Department of Corrections. So he'll represent the department and your parole officer in this hearing today.
Okay.
All right? So I need to swear to let you in. So Mr. Casillas and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth to help you God, and do you so affirm?
Thank you.
I do.
Thank you. So Mr. Casillas, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. With one phase, in the first phase, we'll determine if you violated your conditions of supervision. And then in the second phase, we'll determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. Okay? So for phase one, I'll read each allegation to you, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. Okay? So, we'll start. Here's the first allegation. And that is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on August 24th, 2017, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated November 16th, 2017. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
That's true, okay. The second allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on October 19th, 2017, for the task individual testing compliance summary. Mr. Casillas, is that true or false?
That's true.
October 19th. And then the third allegation is a violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on October 26, 2017, as verbally directed on October 25, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Casillas, is this true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, so thank you. So based on Mr. Casillas' admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright and by Mr. Kamanis. So, Mr. Casillas, we'll move to phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important one to you, and that is whether your supervision would be reinstated or revoked, sir. So before we do that, we're going to ask Mr. Westby to give us kind of a background summary of information about you. Just hold on the line. We'll be right back to talk with you some more. Mr. Westby.
On March 23, 2017, Mr. Casillas was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested April 24, 2018 by EDC staff for known charges. He was back in DOC custody April 24, 2018, with an arrested community supervision ending July 10, 2018, which reflects 188 charges. Current conviction, 2015, narcotic violation, 2.5 years. 2015, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term at DOC. CUIR score, 2-1. Mental health score, 1. Substance abuse score, 2. There's no gang information noted. No prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrest, 2008, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G2-B3.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. Casillas, we have a little written summary of your case supervision here, and it looks like you were living with your mother, is that right, on 19th Avenue in Phoenix?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and when it's indicated here that you left that residence without your parole officer's approval. Where did you go and when?
When I was supposed to check in with my parole officer, that's pretty much when I left and I didn't go back to my mother's. I went back to Streets, Pillars, Homeless.
So where was that, or when was that about, that you left your mother?
In October.
Okay, so you were there from March 23rd to October then, you were at your mother's? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and any particular reason why you left?
I was scared that I know that I'd be the first place that they were looking for me at. So I would have scouted pretty much.
Okay.
So that's where I left.
Okay. So what caused you to break off contact with your parole officer? What happened?
Well, I think it was actually I messed up and I was scared. It was the first time I've ever been in the DLC, the first time I've ever been at. So it was just difficult for me. After I lost my job due to getting laid off, it pretty much just went downhill from there, and I just got scared, you know.
Okay. So where were you working? What was your job?
I was a mover.
Okay.
Mover T6.
So a moving company. Okay.
Yes.
And you lost it. When about did you lose that job? About?
In October.
Okay. All right. So you lost that job in October, and that's what made you move out. It looks like you also have tested positive for meth around September 1st, it looks like, September 28th. Were those contributing factors to losing your job?
No, actually I wasn't.
Okay. So why did you lose your job? Were they laying people off, or?
No, we laying people off. It was just around the time because it's seasonal.
Right.
Like the job seasonal.
Right.
And so, they didn't have any leave for me, which were a couple of members that were working with me. So, we just got laid off.
Okay. And it looks like you do have, or you at least back then, you had a problem with methamphetamine.
Yes.
Have you always, how long have you used methamphetamine? Okay. So, well, that's kind of a good thing because you've proven once that you can do it. And that's a good, you know how to do that, and you probably know what, you know, you need to stay away from certain people, and you probably figured that out.
No, that's exactly what I did is,
yeah, I guess so. So you have, is that your only child that you have?
Yes, my first child.
And a son or daughter?
It's a son, myself, Gabriel.
Okay, all right. All right, let's see. Who else? I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you.
Questions?
What were you doing then during the 180 days? Were you absconded? You lost contact with your co-op. What were you doing?
Well, basically, I just got back with the nails, which was the two nails, which I just got back with him, grab whatever, just went back to where I knew it, and I was lost for a while, but once I had my child, things started to be clear, and the mother and I just took the initiative and just got sober, and I just took myself in, which was kind of a really hard to do at the time, which was me not being able to keep my child.
Well, that was very smart. That was a smart thing to do. Because you know your parole officer is there to help you.
I told you about it, because I had a lot of expectations, and she had a lot of expectations for me, and I'm not really good at it.
Okay. Well, Mr. Casillas, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of that you haven't already told us?
Well, I'm currently having a job waiting for me. I'm a car salesman. I also have a vehicle of transportation.
Stay on the phone, listen to the discussion, and then we'll be right back with you with a decision. Okay, sir?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Casillas is, has a strong motivation in his son, having his son. He does have a fairly long-term problem with amphetamines because, you know, it goes back to his probation in 2008. So it's about 10 years or so of on and off drug use. However, I know he's listening right now, and he has an extremely limited criminal history. And if he gets it together now and figures this out, he is not going to ever come back to criminal justice. And I think he can do it since he's already done it once. Now, he's got a projected release date of July 10th. And that's not too far away, just about a month. So I'm thinking the best thing for him is just to stay where he is, finish this little bit of time. When he's done in July, we'll have a good officer. So that would be my recommendation. Okay, I'm going to make a motion then. I move to, based on information we have 2017W3862, a conversation with Mr. Casillas. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Casillas was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 180 days, during which time we didn't know what he was doing.
Second.
Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Johnson and Mr. Quinones. Okay, back to you, Mr. Casillas. You heard the board's discussion. You don't belong there, and I think you know that, but you do not belong in Orange. So I think the best thing is for you to just finish this, be done in July, and then get out. We wish you the very best. You know how to do this. So we hope next time we see you, it's in Safeway or something like that, but not in Orange. Okay, sir? Thank you so much for being here today. maybe you'll sell us a car someday. That's right. Okay, so thank you for participating in your hearing, and your hearing's concluded. And if you give the phone back to the ceiling, thank you, sir.